Welcome to My Weekly Mixtape, a podcast that takes the classic mixtape approach to building a modern playlist. I'm your host, Brian Colburn. Joining me once again as guest curator is DT Carell, host of Space Castle. DT, welcome back, my friend.
What's up, dude? I'm happy to be here.
Glad to have you back on. And tonight we're doing something a little different because the topics I've had you on in the past, you've had preparation.
I did.
Tonight, I reached out to you, about 15 minutes ago?
Yeah, a little less than that. I'm not nervous.
Not at all. And tonight
not at all.
Is the second ever no topic episode of My Weekly Mixtape. So it's a little bit different. You don't pre-plan for something like this. You can't pre-plan for something like this.
It's like having a baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not ready until it's here. Yeah.
So for those that don't know what the first no topic episode was like, let me explain. Tonight, as like a regular episode, DT and I will be curating this no topic mixtape. And due to the nature of this kind of episode, we're only going to do one side. Before the show, we flipped a coin and I won the coin flip. So I get to choose the first song of the night. And then DT will choose the song that follows me up and we'll flip-flop choosing songs until we've mapped out this 10-song playlist that each one of us are going to have to try to name. At the end of the show, you can take our conversation to the next level by visiting the episode page at myweeklymixtape.com where you can give our final mixtape a listen via the embedded playlist. And if you like what you're hearing on the show, you can help me out by either telling a friend, leaving the show a 5-star review wherever you're tuning in, or becoming a Patreon mixtaper at patreon.com/myweeklymixtape. There you can enjoy ad-free episodes of the show, be a future guest, and so much more. All right. We have no topic. And instead of me just picking a song off the top of my head, I'm going to let my phone do the talking here, and I'm just going to open up all of my songs and give it a big scroll. I got about 10,000 songs. It's kind of like if you watch The Price is Right, when you spin the wheel, that's happening right now.
So you got to get through 9,000 Kenny G tracks.
All right. We're going to start off tonight's episode in 1993. One of my favorite soundtracks of the entire decade. And the opening song on that. So it's almost poetic that an opening song popped up here.
Yeah.
But we are going to go with Helmet and House of Pain, Just Another Victim from 1993's Judgment Night soundtrack.
Holy shit. Okay.
This song, honestly, is so, the soundtrack as a whole was so unique and so much fun. And it really kind of set the bar for what new metal needed to become, for it to become a viable genre in and of itself. I feel like the movie, believe it or not, I've never seen. I've talked about this before because I talked about this entire album on the Soundtrack Your Life podcast. And this soundtrack, in my humble opinion, was bigger than the movie.
Well, the soundtrack was, if I remember right, it was all pairings of like metal and like new metal bands with rappers, right?
Yes, correct.
Like all of it. So if it was like Slayer and Ice-T and stuff like that. Like it was like almost like they drew names out of a hat or something and did like a compilation, which ended up being like the soundtrack for the movie. Yeah, this is a great fucking soundtrack.
And the problem is, well, here's the thing. With this type of episode, you can go in any direction with this. You could jump on now because I kind of gave you, this one's pretty easy to start with because you could take it the rock direction. You could take it the hip hop direction. You can kind of go anywhere because this song really is a blending of the two vibes there.
Yeah, I mean, I love the whole soundtrack and I love this track in particular. As soon as you said it, that that guitar riff immediately popped into my head and I knew what this was going to be about. And I'm already kind of feeling a vibe and I really dig it. I like the track a lot. I like the absolutely random pick. So, I mean, yeah. Crap. Okay. Let me pick something at random. Okay, I don't know where we're going to go with this, but like you said, the door's wide open. It's Na 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 by My Chemical Romance. So, I mean, it's the opening track off of their, what year was it? It was like 2010, their album, The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys. So if you're not familiar, it was their third or fourth studio album. What's cool about the album is, and what's cool about this track is the fact that they were deliberately trying to mimic the sound of like Saturday morning cartoon anthems, like themes. Because when they wrote this album, they were so tired and exhausted emotionally after doing the whole Black Parade thing that they deliberately went into the studio to write something happy and cheerful and crazy and zany and whatnot. And they pulled it off in spades with this track. I don't know what vibe we're going for just yet, but it's a I'm kind of happy with the pick. I really dig it. It's got a little anger to it, little like sort of ironic anger, similar to Helmet and House of Pain. Yeah. Okay. We got some heavy guitar riffs in here anyway, which is pretty dope. So.
Yeah. Just another victim in the na-na-na is very much, it's upbeat, it's fast, it's energetic.
It's like anime music almost. Yeah.
But it maintains that emo vibe that My Chemical Romance was pretty much one of the big torchbearers for in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to stay on that emo vibe.
Okay.
And bring it down tempo-wise a little bit. But energy-wise, I think it's going to be cranked up.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with the title track from the band's 2002 album. So I'm definitely going to lean into this punk 2002 emo vibe. And we're going to go with Finch. What It Is to Burn. This song is absolutely massive. One of my favorite Finch songs ever. When my wife and I were dating and we were doing the road trips back and forth from New Jersey to New Hampshire, I always threw Finch songs on mix CDs that I was listening to heading up there. Mm-hmm. And I would always put these songs on her mixes. And there were two, Letters to You and Stay With Me, that for some reason she has no recollection of ever hearing, even though I put them on several dozen of these mix CDs I gave her. But What It Is to Burn is definitely one that stuck out to her. It is a very powerful song and very heavy. There's some visceral screams mixed with lush harmonies. It's just such a fantastic tune. Yeah. It blows my mind that Finch was not one of the biggest bands in the punk emo scene in the 2000s. So I know we went from rap metal, kind of this mashup, to emo punk to emo punk. So it's a weird vibe we got going on here, but these three songs would fit on a playlist because they're all heavy. So at least we've got that going.
All right, I'm going to throw you for a loop here because this is freaking wild. So my next pick is it's Hot Water Music. The song is Remedy off of their 2002 album Caution. So nice. Hot Water Music isn't necessarily emo. They're more like hardcore, post-hardcore. But all the emo kids that I grew up hanging out with back in the day, going to like the scene and whatnot, were all about Hot Water Music. Like I knew people who had Hot Water Music tattoos who were going out to the scene shows and like all that type of stuff. And musically, like sonically, they're actually very similar to Finch, which is kind of weird. So yeah, great album, great song. I love the Finch pick, by the way. I didn't mean to cut that short and not contribute to that conversation. Awesome band. And I do agree that they should have been much bigger than they were because, like you said, they had such a lush sound and there was so much to offer besides just the sort of pseudo emo post-hardcore sound. I think Hot Water Music was the same way, where everybody knew about them, but they never really famous. They never really broke it big. They never had like music videos on MTV or anything like that back in the day. But like I said, I knew so many people who had Hot Water Music tattoos. Like they were just one of those quietly incredibly famous bands that were never actually incredibly famous. It's strange.
Yeah, this is one of those bands that to me was ridiculously underrated and influential. Completely
yeah.
influential to the point that I know where I'm going to go, but I want to talk about this album because I'm so glad you picked something off Caution. Trusty Chords to me is one of my go-to workout songs. It just,
yeah,
it's weird because it's a heavy, weightful song.
Yeah.
But it just feels so good when you're listening to it. It makes you happy. Lyrically, might not be the happiest band on the planet. Let's just
No, like I said, that's why they kind of fit in with the sort of the emo sort of vibe. It's just because, you know, they weren't the happiest of dudes when they were writing music, but it's also music that ironically like fires you up and gets you ready to go at the same time. Like you want to jump into a circle pit or like jump on the treadmill or yeah, just change the vibe. It's something you'd listen to while you're pissed off at work and you either want to lean into that or burn off some of that energy.
Yeah. And I'm going to lean into Hot Water Music because I think they're great. And I'm going to go with a band that has covered Hot Water music in their live shows.
So every band from the 2000s?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, coming from New Jersey, this is really leaning into it. Let's go with the Gaslight Anthem.
Oh,
bring
I
them
love
into
it.
The fold. They do a fantastic cover of Trusty Chords if you want to look that up. But I'm going to go with one that it's probably my favorite Gaslight Anthem song ever. I'm going to go with 45.
Yep, you got to. Yeah.
Handwritten is such an amazing album, but 45 has that vibe that My Chemical Romance, Finch, Hot Water Music, House of Pain and Helmet's kind of the outlier here, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. But 45 coming out of Remedy, it keeps that, because 45 is not lyrically a happy song.
No.
But musically, I don't know why I feel so good every time I hear it.
I think it's cathartic. I think it's really cathartic. I mean, it's about moving on from a shitty relationship and, you know, let somebody else lay at her feet, like that type of thing. Like, you're becoming a stronger, better person. You're moving on from a shitty situation. And I think that's kind of the same thing from all the songs we picked so far, oddly enough. What's wrong with us, Brian? Are we okay? Do we need therapy?
Well, here's the thing. House of Pain and Helmet, musically, are the yin and the yang so far.
Yeah.
But for the rest of the songs, it's been a lyrical, musical yin and yang. In the sense of more upbeat musically, but maybe a little more downtrodden lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're up to track six. We're halfway there. Where do you go with this?
We're going to get sad and think about death and stuff is where we're going to go with this, Brian.
Oh, no.
We're going to keep with the same vibe because now I'm on this roller coaster ride with you and it's nothing but down. I am going to pick off of the Toxic Airborne Events self-titled album from 2009, Sometime Around Midnight. This song, much like the lyrics describe, ripped me in two the first time I heard it because I had just gone through a very terrible breakup. But it's also, again, a very cathartic song. It's about breaking up with somebody, seeing them at like a concert or something for the first time after you've broken up, making small talk, trying to be happy, and inside you're just being ripped apart. And then you get incredibly freaking drunk. You stumble out of the venue, you make an ass out of yourself, and you somehow make it home, but you've survived. But it very much fits with that vibe of 45 by Gaslight Anthem, where it's just cathartically, whether you're doing it in a healthy way or not, getting out of a bad situation and a bad relationship and moving on with your life and trying to pick up the pieces later on.
So you're definitely taking us out of the emo punk and definitely more into the emo side of things. I'd say I would like in the Airborne Toxic Event more to the Cure than I would punk. But this song definitely has a lot of different elements in it. You factor in the Americana part where the beginning almost with the violin and everything else, and it kind of just builds and builds and builds. But it's also definitely a slicker production than some of the other stuff we did on the first half of this mix. But the vibe is definitely there. And I have this weird feeling coming out of the end of this song. And I think I know where I'm going to go with this. And this is, on paper, might really seem weird, but hear me out.
I trust you implicitly.
I hope so. Because I'm going to go back to 2004, and I'm going to go with a group that I've seen open for the Counting Crows. And I just, at the end of the Airborne Toxic event, I caught a vibe. And I'm diving into that vibe where it's not necessarily, I don't think these two bands would ever tour together, but musically, I feel like there's something happening here. And I'm going to go off of 2004's The Clarence Greenwood Recordings, and I'm going to go with Bullet in a Target by Citizen Cope.
Ooh.
It reintroduces a little bit of that hip-hop delivery, but if you listen to the song's vibe, you'll definitely melodically hear where it comes out of the Airborne Toxic event.
Yeah, I absolutely love the pick. And again, it's one of those people, like you said, who he should have been much bigger than he was and just never quite made it huge because of his ability to combine those genres at just the right time in the right decade as well. It's super chill, super dope, still carrying along with the vibe we're somehow putting together miraculously here. But I also really, really love the pick. So yeah, Bullet in a Target. Awesome pick. Love it.
We got three songs left.
We got three songs left. give me a minute. Now
it's
I'm
not
digging.
As easy as it.
No. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to keep with this vibe from Citizen Cope in kind of a weird way, but I think you're going to dig it. I think once you realize where I'm going with this, it's going to come together and you're really going to like it. It's going to convalesce. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be fantastic. The pick I'm going to throw at you to match the energy in a strange way, at least for the first half of the song, is going to be Little One by Highly Suspect off of their 2016 album, The Boy Who Died Wolf. So it starts out with that light twangy guitar and you got those sort of moody vocals. And it's a song about reflection and just not being healthy enough to be there for somebody else. It's, again, kind of a downer, but then the second half of the song kicks in with a full electric guitar and the full band, and it just goes off. And Highly Suspect is one of those bands from, like, the 2010s that I just absolutely fell in love with the first time I heard them. Because, again, their ability to combine genres, it's not necessarily just alternative rock or metal. It's very melodic. It's very introspective. And it's this dude who's got, like, a ninja sai tattoo down the side of his face, and you wouldn't necessarily, like, expect him to write those sort of introspective and very personal and honest lyrics, but he does it with panache. He does it with style, an incredible voice, like that raspiness that Citizen Cope kind of also has too. And yeah, I think I've successfully built off that vibe. A little bit of a curveball, but if there's two people on this planet that know music, it's probably you and somebody else, but I'm trying my best here.
Man, you really did capture the bullet in a target vibe, but you upped the intensity because this has that chorus that is just so powerful and so big and so emotional.
Yeah.
Man, this is definitely not one to be like a happy, sunny Saturday road trip mix for sure. Mm-mm. Although Just Another Victim does kind of teases you in a weird way at the beginning of this one. Before this journey unfolds. But when I think of Highly Suspect and I think of Little One, I immediately know the next song that needs to follow it up. And it's one of my favorite songs that I saw live in 2019. From their album, Okay, I'm Sick, I'm going to go with Bad Flowers, The Jester. Keeps that same vibe and that same intensity from Little One. And again, it's this really emotional, powerful song that has found its home from the Toxic Airborne event woven through Citizen Cope and the Highly Suspect. Like, this is a tale of two vibes here, and I'm loving it. So coming out of Little One by Highly Suspect, we're going to go with Bad Flowers, The Jester.
Love the pick, and I think you matched the vibe perfectly. I think you and I have actually talked about Bad Flower before, not on a podcast episode, but just like shooting shit, talking music.
Yeah,
absolutely got that melodic sort of emotional lyrics. And then, like you said, it kicks in the second half, just like Little One by Highly Suspect. That's a perfect choice. I really, really like it. I really dig it a lot.
And now you have the honor, the pleasure, the excitement of finding the other bookend to Helmet and House of Pain's Just Another Victim.
So there's a band that immediately comes to mind after you mentioned Bad Flower, just because they recently toured with them, I think like last year. It's one of my favorite bands, and I don't know. I'm just going to go with it because we're just having fun here. Like, you know, I'm keeping up with the high energy of the back end of the song. I'm just going to go full on energy, and I'm going to keep with the sort of introspective, like very carefully crafted lyrics, but I'm going to go a little less emo, a lot less emo. I'm going to bring full energy back towards where we were with, you know, the House of Pain and whatnot. Just because this band immediately just came to mind as soon as you said Bad Flower. The song I'm going with is Dead Sarah. It's the song Monumental Holiday off of their self-titled album from 2012. Again, just because they toured together and I watched a whole bunch of videos on YouTube because they couldn't make the tour and it looked phenomenal, but I thought they were such a great pairing touring together, and I think they're going to be a great pairing for this playlist. The song is just slap you in the face rock and roll. I think Susie Melody is one of the best guitar players just out there. I think she's phenomenal. I think the lead singer is just absolutely insane. Now that I think about it, I think we've actually talked about them on another episode, but I don't care. They are such a great band and they're so hardworking and they crank out such great music that they deserve to be recognized, to be talked about as many times as we can throw them out there. So the track is Monumental Holiday. It is a banger. It is awesome. And I feel like we've gone from high energy to real low energy to, you know, we need therapy to let's get angry and jump in the circle pit again. So that's where I'm leaving us off.
I could have went with a bunch of different songs from Dead Sarah, including Weatherman. Like that would have fit in really well here. And we definitely, I think I remember you talked about, it wasn't a My Weekly Mixtape episode. You talked about Dead Sarah with a Playlist Wars. I want to say it was like the 2021 Playlist Wars.
You're right. It was the best of 2021, I think.
One of those 2 years.
Because they just put out an album. Yeah. Like it's Laugh Loud, Pretend to Let Go, Live Your Life Like an Eskimo, which is not a politically correct term now, but in terms of just going out in the wilderness and being by yourself and telling society to go F itself, that's what the song's all about. But it's high energy. It's super killer. It's just awesome. So
couldn't agree more on the song. I completely agree with everything you have to say about Dead Sarah. I'm so glad you brought them into the fold because along with a couple of the other bands we mentioned tonight, I feel like we've brought some lesser known, underrated groups to this playlist, which might factor into where I'm going with the name I'm coming up with as I'm mulling it over. But before we even get to any of that, let's remind listeners of the 10 songs we've put together in this No Topic playlist, which I got the good fortune to kick off tonight with Helmet and House of Pain's Just Another Victim from the Judgment Night soundtrack. We then had My Chemical Romance's Na Na Na, Finch's What It Is to Burn, Hot Water Music's Remedy, Gaslight Anthem's 45, Toxic Airborne Events' Sometime Around Midnight, Citizen Cope's Bullet in a Target, Highly Suspect's Little One, Bad Flowers' The Jester, and Dead Sarah's Monumental Holiday. And just like a regular episode, head over to myweeklymixtape.com to hear the entire mixtape we've created tonight through the playlist embedded on the episode page. DT, what are you naming this mixtape?
I think I'm calling this the We Probably Should Be in a Therapy mixtape. a lot of emotions we need to purge and process, I feel like. It's a Monday and it's daylight savings. I feel like everybody's feeling a little down right now. There's about to be a huge blizzard outside in Denver, Colorado. So I don't know. Those feelings just surfaced. So what about you, Brian?
Well, when I listen to this mix and I hear these songs back to back to back, there's only one thing you could possibly name this mixtape, and it's Finding Emo and the Musical Skateboard Ramp.
That's it. Perfect. Never mind. Don't even like put what I said in the episode. Just fucking delete it. Amazing. Now I'm going to make a graphic so we can have a cover for this playlist now.
Because it starts so high and then there's that dip in the middle that's just so gut-wrenching. But then as you come out of the Joker and into Dead Sarah, it brings you back up to the other end. And then there was such an emo theme through it. I just thought it was funny to call it Finding Emo in the Musical Skateboard Ramp.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Well, if anybody out there listening has a name for this mixtape that they would like to chime in with, share it on social media or hit me up at myweeklymixtape@gmail.com. DT, before we close things up, why don't you let people know where they can find all things Space Castle?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me at spacecastle.net. It's where you can find all the YouTube videos and all the stuff I'm doing. The YouTube is obviously the main feature. I'm out there doing nerdy videos like every couple of weeks. So yeah, movies, video games, whatever kind of strikes my fancy. So come and hang out. That would be amazing. I would appreciate it. And thank you.
As always, DT, this has been an absolute blast. Thank you so much for joining me on My Weekly Mixtape.
Dude, of course. My pleasure.
Remember, you can find My Weekly Mixtape on almost all the social media haunts at My Weekly Mixtape. You can also head to myweeklymixtape.com to check out the full catalog of My Weekly Mixtape episodes. And if you like what you're hearing on the show, you can help me out by either telling a friend, leaving the show a 5-star review wherever you're tuning in, or becoming a Patreon mixtaper at patreon.com/myweeklymixtape. There you can enjoy ad-free episodes of the show, become a future guest, and so much more. That's all for this week. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, enjoy the tunes.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.